Hello, everybody, and welcome to Carishel's Connections Because of You Nugget. I do hope everybody's doing good today. First and foremost, we go to the Father with thanksgiving and praise. And so, Father, in the name of your Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're giving you honor, glory, and praise. And we thank you for all things that you've done and all that you're doing, you will do. And we're thanking you for all the yeses, all the noes, and all the waits. Father, we thank you for all this, and we ask you that you would look down, lead, guide, and direct according to your perfect will. We ask that you would heal and comfort, Father, and give wisdom, knowledge, and good understanding. Save our children, save our nation, Father. Save our children and our children's children to all generations of our house and their family. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and good understanding. Your word be the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts. We ever give you praise, honor, and glory. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen.
Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. That's what I'm going to look at today. I'm going to read some of it. Just okay. This is like God's love for Israel. And basically, we're getting introduced to the spiritual adultery that she did. But anyway, let's read it. Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. And again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus says the Lord God to Jerusalem, Your birth and your nativity are from the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite, and your mother a Hittite. In other words, they started out basically as a pagan nation. They were pagan. They was not under God. They was not, as we would call now, the children of God. But anyway, it says, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed in water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling clothes. No, I pitied you to do these things, to do any of these things for you. No one had compassion on you, but you were thrown out into an open field when you yourself were loath on the day you were born. Okay, so here they are, and it's just like a baby. They throw it out, just, they have the baby, and it's pretty important. If they don't want the baby, they didn't take care of it, they didn't cleanse it, they didn't even nurture, care for it. They threw it out, aborted. They aborted the baby. Then this one here, in this case, it was a post-abortion. After the baby's born, it's thrown out for them to do whatever they wanted. They didn't care, didn't have pity, nothing. But then God says here in verse 6, he says, But then I passed by you, and I saw you struggling in your own blood. And then I said, and I said to you in your blood, live. Yes, I said to you in your blood, live. And so he says this twice. He saw that they was dying. He saw they struggling. It seemed like, and it was uncared for and unloved. But, and was basically drowning in his own blood, the way I gather. But God said, live, live. And he said that twice. So he wanted to make an emphasis on that. But I say unto you, live. In other words, he was the one that gave life to that child. He was the one that gave life to Jerusalem, Israel. Okay, and then he says, I made you to thrive like a plant in the field, and you grew and matured and became very beautiful. Your breasts were formed and your hair grew, but you were naked and bare. So he was watching her grow, and she was growing up, and she basically here he sees her, and he's talking about puberty, because she was still naked and bare, and basically her breasts were forming. He's talking about her stage of puberty that she's in as she's growing. He said, and then I passed by you again and looked upon you. Indeed, your time, the time was a time of love. So I spread my wing over you and covered your nakedness. Yes, so that is to protect, to take care of it. It was, she was grown up and now to start understanding a little bit better about love and what it is, and understanding her. She was coming into understanding her, to be well, the flower of rage. Anyway, God put a protection over her, Israel. He just puts his wing over, and that's why you hear him say now, if you'll hear him say, I forget where it is exactly right now, but he says, oh, Israel, I would put my wing over you and protect you if you would let me. Well, that's what he's talking about. He had done here, but see, they walked away. He put his wing over them, and he covered her, and he covered his her nakedness with it. Think about Boaz and Ruth, how he covered her, and just think about that. Anatomy was covered, just right. Yes, I swore an oath to you and entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine, says the Lord God. Okay, they became one. When he covered her and protected her, but he put an oath over you, and he made an oath like Boaz did with Ruth. An oath was made, and he swore oath to her. And then they did enter into a covenant, and they became one. Then I washed you in water. Yes, I thoroughly washed off your blood and anointed you with oil. I clothed you and embroidered your cloth and gave you sandals and beggar skin. I clothed you with fine linen and covered you with silk. I adorned you with ornaments, put bracelets on your wrists, put a chain on your neck, and I put a jewel in your nose, earrings in your ears, and a beautiful crown upon your head. He made her a queen. He set her above all. It says, and as you were adorned in gold and silver, and your clothing was a fine linen and silk, and you ate plenty of flour, honey, and oil. You were exceedingly beautiful and succeeded to royalty. Your fame went about the nations because your beauty. She was so beautiful. I mean, it was just, whoa. So all the nations was hearing about her because she was so beautiful. She basically became famous, this famous, beautiful queen. Okay. So your fame went among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I had bestowed upon you, says the Lord God. So it's because this is what he gave to her and what he done for her. And let's see. I guess it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough because she broke the covenant. But you trusted in your own beauty, and you played the harlot. This is what he said. She trusted in her own beauty. You played the harlot. And you know here, too, I'm going to say something. When she played the harlot, she was going on strong, let me tell you. But anyway, you played the harlot because of your fame and to pour out your heart, blah, 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 I can't say that word. Excuse me. But in other words, she was just, anybody came by, she was just being a prostitute and whoring around with them. And everybody came by. Now we're going to verse 16. You took some of your garments and adorned multicolored high places for yourself and played the harlot on them. Such things should not have happened, not happen nor be. She, she took what she had and what the father gave her, and she even started paying them, men, to come to her and play the whore with her. She was paying them to come have an adultery with her. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. And then she was giving them the stuff that her husband had given to her.